Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Lamed Daled in Maseches Ksubos, is the 956th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up with Reish Lakish towards the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis and give another answer to a contradiction between our Mishnah and the beginning of Perek Elu Nairos, of a case in which a man rapes his sister, whether in such an instance he plays Knas or does not. Our Mishnah said that he does. Nevertheless, there is a Mishnah in Makos that seems to contradict it. We've given Terutzim from Rabbi Yochanan about that. The question appears on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, a Teretz of Ula, and we're going to see Reish Lakish's Teretz, which will continue in the topic of Kimle Bidurimine. But on the top of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, we are going to begin discussing very important sugyas of Maisa Shabbos. The Gemara will talk about Kimle B'Diramine in the context of Shabbos, and then the Gemara will discuss the halachos of if someone does malacha on Shabbos, whether you're allowed to get hana from that action or not. On the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, we're going to be introduced to the topic of Dover HaGoyrim L'Mamon. We'll continue with the topic of Kimle B'Diramine in context of Gneva and Shabbos on the top of Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Finally, the Gemara will finally compare the Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan to the Teretz of Reish Lakish that we're going to see today. We've learned Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz on the top of Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and Gemara will compare the strength and merits of both their pshatim. So let's pick up a little bit back into Shabbos's daf. It makes our daf a lot smoother. If we go all the way up on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, about 20 lines from the bottom, Reish Lakish Amar Hamani Rebbe Meiri. Reish Lakish answers the contradiction between our Mishnah that says that if a person rapes Achoso, then in such a case he pays Knas. If you take a look back on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, 4 lines from the bottom, the Gemara had asked that the Mishnah in Makos says that you also get Malkus if he had relations with his sister. So then the Gemara asked, on the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, we have a rule that if you have Malkus and Tashlumen, then the Halach is Ein Aloke Umeshalim. The Halach is you pay and there isn't Malkus. So if that's so then how could the Mishnah in Makos say that you get Malkus? Because how could the Mishnah in Makos tell us that there is also going to be Malkus? There is, of course, another opinion in the Gemara that assumes the inverse, that if you would have a case of Malkus and Tashlumen, happens to be the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, then in such a case you get Malkus and not Tashlumen. But both Rabbi Yochanan and Ula agree that you don't have both Chiyuvim. And therefore, ostensibly, you have a stira between the two Mishnayis, and Rabbi Yochanan and Ula answered those questions in different ways on the last couple of dapim. We now see Reish Lakish's teretz. Reish Lakish Amar Amani Rebbe Meiri. We're going to have to resort and say that we don't follow the opinion of the Chachamim who say that you don't have Malkus and Tashlumen, but he holds the Amar, he holds Loka Umishalim, that there's both Malkus and Tashlumen. We don't apply Kim Levi de Rabmine by Lokus and Tashlumen. E Rebbe Meir asks Gemara, Filu Bito Nami. If we would be following the opinion of Rebbe Meir, who we quoted on Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, Rashi gives the Svara over here, Dibar HaMaskel HaMani, that says, Shelo Hashem HaMeviel Idei Malkos, Meviel Idei Tashlumen. The reason why you're getting Malkos is because he had relations with his sister. The reason why he has to pay is because he was ma'anes somebody. So therefore, if you have two different makoros, two different sources of the chiyuv, then you don't say kim lebi derabim in it. Asks the Gemara, if that would be so, afilu bito nami, even in a case of where he raped his daughter, that the chiyuv is misa, Rebbe Meir entirely rejects the concept of kim lebi derabim in it. Why does our Mishnah say, explains Rashi, Habal Abito Potter Minaknas? If we're following Rabbi Meir entirely ignores the rule of Kimle B'Diramine altogether. Answers the Gemara, V'chitema, I could try to attempt. Rabbi Meir, Loku Mishalim Yisle, he says that you get both Malkus and Tashlumen. However, Mesu Mishalim Lesle, he agrees with the concept of kimle b'diramine. But says the Gemara, that really is difficult. V'lo, v'atanya, didn't we learn a braisa? Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos. Someone stole and slaughtered on the animal on Shabbos. Ganav v'tavach l'avodis kolchom. Ganav shar niskal v'tvacho. Mishalein tashlumei abav v'chamisha. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, you're chayiv mamon, even though you're chayiv misa for shechting on Shabbos. V'chacham mipot, and the chacham mi-exempt. Hoitmai alam Rabbi Yaakov, am Rabbi Yochanan, v'amri La Amr Rabbi Yirmi Amr Rabbi Shimon Lakish Rabbi Avin Rabbi Loi V'chol Chavrusa Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan Amri. Everybody explained
that you could explain Rabbi Meir Shita within the confines of Kimle B'Dramine. How would that possibly be? Chi of Misa and Tashlum, and you get both
B'Toveach Al Yidei Acher.
In a case of where someone else slaughtered for him. In other words, the Ganif commanded, says Rashi, 8 lines from the bottom, a shliach to shecht on his behalf. Therefore, the ganif is going to be chayiv, the Gemara assumes, the dalid vehe, the 4 or 5 times that you have to pay for slaughtering an animal, as the Torah describes in Parshas Mishpatim, and then the shliach, of course, is going to be over for the Yisr Shabbos. Asks the Gemara if maybe the ganif shouldn't be chayiv even for the dalid vehe. V'chizeh chote v'zeh mischayiv. At the end of the day, who was the one who slaughtered the animal, not the ganav himself. Rashi adds that the Gemara is asking, Ein shliach l'dvar avera. Not only is the ganav going to be potter for the Yisr Shabbos because he didn't shecht, but he shouldn't even be chayiv dalet vehei. Amar Rav Amar Achmona, utvacho emecharim, ma mechira ide achar, aftvicha ide achar. It's a gzeres hakosim that says that we don't say, Ein shliach l'dvar avera, when it comes to tvicho mechira, that if Ruvain's the ganif and he initiates the sale, then that's going to be enough to be mechayvim. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, oy le Rabbi says Hashliach. Shira Rabbi Shmuel learned a different mekar to be mechayvim because the Torah says utvachoy oy mecharay. So the oy tells us even somebody else does it. Dvei Chizkiya Tana, tachas le Rabbi says Hashliach. The word tachas comes to include a shliach. When the Torah says Chamisha Vokar Yishalim Tachas Ashar V'arbot Soin Tachas Aseh, it's coming to include a shliach. Maskev Lomar Zutra Mika Midi Di'ilu Eved Di'ilu Avadiyu. If he had done, in other words, if the Ganuf would have done both the Tvicha and the Gneva by himself on Shabbos, so then in such a case, Lo Mechayiv, he wouldn't have been Chayiv. Why? Because it was on Shabbos, he'd be Chayiv Misa, and he'd be Potter for the Tashlumin, because of Kimle D'Ramne. But, Va'ovid Shliach, but now the Shliach does it, U'mechayiv you, and now all of a sudden he's going to become Chayiv, also for the Tashlumin. Lam Mishum, D'lo Mechayiv, Ela Mishum, D'Kimle Midrabmine. The whole premise over here, that you don't get the Chiyuv Hakal, is because you're already getting a Chiyuv that is more Chamur. And therefore, in a case of where he makes a Shliach, so then in such a case, then he will be chayiv. And that's the reason why. When he makes a shliach, then he's going to be chayiv, the Gemara answers. Says the Gemara, Ibe toveach al yidei acher. So we still have our teretz working. If you're going to say it's toveach al yidei acher, mai tamay de rabbanan de patri. So then what is the rationale for the rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Meir? We explained Rabbi Meir so well. So then in such a case, hard to understand why you would say kimle b'diramine. In such a case, answers the Gemara, and this we catapult into other areas in Shas. Man Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon, he continues the Gemara on top of Lamed Aleph. We're following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Do Amar Shchita Shein Ruya Lo Shma Shchita. He's of the opinion that if the Shchita is not a valid Shchita, so then in such a case, the animal is not kosher. And in this case, the Shchita is not valid because the Shchita was done on Shabbos. Questions the Gemara. I understand the shechita is not valid. Avodas kochavim. If you shecht to avodas zara, that's a gemara in Chulin that the halach is shechita sakum is no good. Rashi interestingly goes to Bava Kama and Psachim to bring mekoros that's no good. Vishar haniskal, as well as someone shechts an animal that has been sentenced to stoning. Ela shechita shabbos shechita ruyi. That is a acceptable shechita. So you can't give this answer according to the Chachamim and say that the Chachamim are following Rabbi Shimon, who says that if it's not a shechita that's roi la'achila, it's not even called a shechita that you're going to be chayiv dalet and hay for. Because shechita on Shabbos is ostensibly a shechita ru'uya. This not, as we learned in the Mishnah, shechita b'Shabbos Yom HaKippurim. If someone slaughters on Shabbos Yom Kippur, afal pishem is chayiv b'nafshay, even if he's chayiv on his nefesh, shechita so k'sheira, then the shechita is considered kosher. So we see that it's a shechita ru'uya, and you can't say that the shechita is not considered a valid shechita for dalet v'hei because the shechita shein ru'uya, like Rabbi Shimon says in the case of Avodas Chacham Shar Niska. And the Gemara explains, but this Mishnah, it might not be following all opinions. Savar la k'Rabbi Yochanan Hatzandler. The Chachamim can follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Hatzandler, who does not agree with the above Mishnah, that the Shechita is Kshera. This, as we learned in a Braisa, this is a very important Braisa in Hilchos Shabbos. In fact, Be'ezar Hashem, if we have time, this is definitely a good nominee for the Halacha from the Daily Daf. Maisa Shabbos, when a malacha is done in Shabbos about deriving benefit from it. Three opinions. Hamivashel b'Shabbos, b'shogeg yachal b'meizid lo yachal. First opinion of Rabbi Meir is if a person cooks on Shabbos, b'shogeg they could eat it, and if it's done b'meizid they can't. Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'shogeg yachal matzoi Shabbos b'meizid lo yachal lomitz. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you do it b'shogeg, you could eat it matzoi Shabbos, b'meizid you can never eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Asandler omer, b'shogeg yachal matzoi Shabbos, la'achirim, v'lolo. He, the fellow who did it b'shogeg, can't eat it, ever. But others keep it matzai Shabbos. B'meizid lo yachal lomitz lolo v'lo la'achirim. So Rabbi Yochanan Hatzandler is the most stringent position. And according to him, so then Shabbos is a shechita she'in ru'uya, particularly if it's done b'meizid. My time at the Rabbi Yochanan Hatzandler, the Gemara fleshes out the shechita Rabbi Yochanan Hatzandler, k'didarish Rabbi Chiya, apischa devei nesia, as Rabbi Chiya explained, u'shmartem es ha'Shabbos k'kedesh hilachem, shall guard the Shabbos because it's holy, ma'kedesh asur b'achila, af ma'isa Shabbos asurim b'achila, just like kodesh, something that's of kachim, not everybody could eat. So Shabbos is so holy that if there's a mice that's done, it's aser b'achila. Asks the Mari, ma kodesh aser b'ana? But when it comes to kachim, it's aser b'ana. If mice Shabbos aser b'ana, tamal melechem shlehechem yehei. That you're allowed to derive benefit even though you can't eat it. Yochafil shaygeg. But if that would be so, Rabbi Yochanan and Sandler was lenient on a shogeg that could eat up. He's allowed to eat on matzoi Shabbos. Tamlomer mechala maisim mas. B'meizit, amarti lecha. V'lo b'shogeg. We're talking about dafka, someone who's mechala maisim mas, which is only amazed. Period. The Gemara now quotes another machlokis in regards to maisa Shabbos. Pligaba ravacha v'ravina. Chad omer maisa Shabbos d'oraisa v'chad omer d'rabonin. One says that the prohibition of deriving benefit from a malacha done on Shabbos is a biblical prohibition. And one says, the Rabbanan, Rabbinic, man domer da reisa kidam moron. The one who says, mina Torah, then we gave the source, u'shmartem es ha-Shabbos ki kodeshi. Man domer da Rabbanan, amar kura kodesh hi, hu kodesh, vei maseya kodesh. It's actually coming to preclude that the maseya, if someone does a maisa on Shabbos, it's not kodesh. U'man domer da Rabbanan, mai tamer da Rabbanan de patri. But if we're going to say, the Rabbanan, so then the whole rationale that we had, that the Rabbanan will say that there isn't kimle b'derabmine in a case of where a shliach does the tvicha because it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya, that whole svara that a shechita on Shabbos is a shechita she'ena ru'uya does not work now if we're assuming it's the Rabbanan, because we were talking about on the biblical plane the chiyuv of tvicha minat mechira minat Torah, answers the Gemara, kikat patri Rabbanan. In the list that we had in the Machlokas Remeir Rabbanan was not only Gan of a Tavach B'Shabbos, but Lavodos Kochavim, Shara Niskol. So that was the case that the Chacham said to Shechita She'ena Ruya. However, you're right, on Shabbos you would not say Kim Lebidiramine if it was slaughtered by someone else. Toveach Lavodos Kochavim. But if someone slaughters to idols, we say they would say Kim Levin Ramini. Analyze the Gemara. Kim Levin Shachat Bei Purta Itzerlei. Halacha in Chulin is that the moment you begin the slaughtering, or you slaughter one simon that means either the trachea or the esophagus. So then in such a case, the animal is usur. Therefore, when you slaughter the other simen, kika tavach lav demari tavach, once it became alavodas kochan and usur, it doesn't belong to the master. If that's so, so then you shouldn't be chayiv. We're going now back to Rabbi Meir to pay back dalid vehei to the master, because by the time you slaughtered it for the halachos of dalid vehei, the original owner didn't own it because it was already usur, because that had din of those things that were offered for avodah zara. Amar Rava, Rava answers, Boimer bigmar zvicha, who? Ovda, that he's serving the avodah zara as slaughtering it only when it's complete. So you got to give that ukimta, that particular case. The Gemara also asks, if it's an animal that has already been decreed to be stoned, let's say it was an animal that had gored another animal and had to be put to death, the halacha is it's not the owner's once it has a psak din of shar nisko. He gave it over to a watchman and it damaged in watchman's house. And then it was stolen from the house of the shomer. Rabbi Meir, Savala Rabbi Yaakov, Visaka Rabbi Shimon. Wow, you need to create a fantastic case. And Rabbi Meir holds both like Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon. Savala Rabbi Yaakov, the Amar Af Mishnig Mardino, Hichziru Shomer LeBailov. There is an opinion in Bava Kama that says that even after a Gemar Din, the Shomer, in other words, that the animal's Chayv Skila Shomer still returns it to the owner. And he holds like Rabbi Shimon that anything that has implications for money also is considered money. The reason why this animal is worth money, even though it's about to be stoned, is because if the Shomer does not return this animal to the original owner, so then in such case he's going to have to return another animal that is worth money. Hence, this animal to him, to the Shomer, is a Dovar Agorem Lamamon, and therefore, Dovar Agorem Lamamon is Kemamon, and once the Ganef does a slaughtering, so then he's doing slaughtering of an animal that has value to the Shomer. Hence, he'll be Chayiv on the Dalet Vehei as well. Rava Omar, Rava gives another explanation. The whole original Braisa that we had quoted in regards to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Let's just remind ourselves at this juncture, the Chagadia of how we got here. It shouldn't be too complicated. Let's start all the way from the beginning of our Perek. By Rabbeim, we're all very careful in making sure that we kept in mind how we got to where we are in the Gemara. So let's remind ourselves the beginning of Perek Elunaris. Perek Elunaris tells us that halacha is that even Abal Achoso, if he rapes his sister, there's a chiyuv of knas. To which the Gemara asks, on the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the base, that the Mishnah Makos seems to say that the halacha is there's a chiyuv of Malkos. And in general, you don't have a chiyuv of Malkos and Mamon together. Whether you get Malkos or you get Mamon, if you have both of them, that's a dispute amongst the Amoraim. The last teretz that we had done was the beginning of today's daf, and that was the teretz of Reish Lakish, who says that we are following the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says that there isn't kimlei b'derabbaneinu. What's the source of Rabbi Meir? That was a machlokas Rabbi Meir in the Rabbanan, in a case of where someone is ganav etavach b'shabbos, that Rabbi Meir says that you're going to have both a chiyuv of dalet vehei as well as a chiyuv of Misa, to which the Gemara then had questioned, how could we be following Rabbi Meir? Because our Mishnah seems to say that Rabbi Meir learns that there are cases that you'd be Chayiv Knas, but at times you'd be Potter, because Bita, which is a Chiyuv of Misa, so then our Mishnah says, Chof Tesam et Aleph, that there isn't a payment of Knas. Why? Presume that's because of Kimle b'derabimine. Yet we learned that Rabbi Meir says that even if you slaughter on Shabbos, so then you do have both chiyuvim, because he rejects the entire concept of kimle b'derabimine. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, that case, that price of gana v'tach b'Shabbos, you could explain in the following way. La'olam b'toveach al yidei atzmo. really the fellow himself slaughtered it, and according to Rabbi Meir, it would seem that he's holding there's a chiyuv of tashlumin, even though there's a chiyuv misa. However, Rabbi Meir loko mishalim islay mesu mishalim lesley. In general, Rabbi Meir holds that if there's a chiyuv malchus and a chiyuv tashlumin, you get both. Chiyuv misa, you don't pay. Vishani hani, but these above cases are different. Dechidushu shechidsha Torah b'knas, that the Torah went out of its way in knas, that went out of its way to give you a knas. Afagav de mishtol mishalim, that even though there is a chiyuv misa, you still pay. And now the Gemara is going to delineate according to Rabba those cases. V'az the Rabba l'tamei, Rabba follows his opinion. Dama Rabba, because Rabba taught, ha'yigdi ganavlo utvelcho b'shabes chayiv. If a person has stolen a goat before Shabbos and slaughtered it on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv shekvar chayiv is chayiv b'gneva kol m'shiyavol de iser Shabbos. Because the chiyuv gneva happened before Shabbos, so he's chayiv gneva and he's chayiv on Shabbos. Ganav etalach b'shabbos, potter, but if he stole and slaughtered on Shabbos, he's potter. Shimein gneva, ein tvicha ve'ein mechira. That he's going to be potter on everything. Even though Rabba holds that when it comes to the knas, the halacha is that we don't say kimla b'derabine, but here, since he's not chayiv on the Gneva because of Kimlev Deramne, therefore he's not chayv on the Tficha Mechira because the Tficha Mechira is entirely dependent on the Gneva. V'omer Rabba, and Rabba taught, ha'yigdi ganav lo, utvacho b'machteres. If a ganav slaughtered the animal in the tunnel, now this expression tunnel, of course, is habo b'machteres. Someone who comes and tunnels into somebody's house, it's a sugya in Sanhedrin that the Torah Hakdosha tells us already in Parashas Mishpatim that the halachi is that the niganav is allowed to kill the ganav when he's bob b'machteres. So what happens if he's in the machteres potur? Then he's going to be potur. Why? Because he's a dead man walking. The Nignav could kill him. And since the Nignav could kill him, so then in such a case, then he's going to be potter on the Karen. If he's going to be potter on the Karen, again he's going to be potter on the Tvicha Mechira, Shemein Gniva, Ein Tvicha, Ve'ein Mechira. Utsricha, and we need all these cases of Rabba, even though Rabba already gave us a Teretz, where we developed that Rabba's of the opinion that in general, where the Torah says that you're chayiv knas, even in a case in which you're chayiv misa, and the exceptions are the above-mentioned exceptions, and he needed to mention all of those above-mentioned exceptions. Diashmin and Shabbos, Mishum di Isur Isur Olam. Maybe only when it comes to Shabbos, where the Isur is something that's internal. In other words, that if they come along and they testify, Adam do, that he violated Shabbos even 10 years ago, so then in such a case, you're still going to be chayiv. Maybe only over there do we say the rule of kimlet b'derabim minei avol machteres. But when it comes to machteres, the iser shahu, emalob. When it comes to machteres, he could only kill him. The ganif could only kill him. The guy was in the state of being a ganif who is allowed to be killed by the balabais. Excuse me, the balabais could kill him. And the ganav is only in a state where the balabais could kill him only for a short period of time. Emalo, in such a case, maybe we would not say kimla midrash. Maybe mashutim ashmin machteres mishum de machteres zuhi hasra also. Being in the machteres is considered api halacha as his warning. In other words, going into somebody's house, you don't need a warning for the balabais to kill you if you're a ganav. Avol Shabbos the boy hasra, but when it comes to Shabbos, you need hasra. I would say that in such a case, you do not say Kimle bin the Rabbine. This gives the Ramban, the Rajban, and others a lot of consternation. What would the Svara be? That just because you don't have Hasra, then there is more reason to say Kimle bin the Rabbine. And by Shabbos, where you need Hasra, you don't. Whatever the Pshat is, take a look at those Rishonim. We need both cases. Tzricha, we need both cases. Once we've brought up Rabba's opinion and Rabba's different cases, the Gemara brings up Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, Isa Parah Gnuvalai.
if a fellow stole a cow, utvacha b'shabbos and slaughtered shabbos chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. Shekvar nischayiv b'gneva kodem shabbos yavol lidei isur shabbos. He's already chayiv on the gneva before Shabbos, and tficha mechira is a separate entity, and you don't have the rule of ein gneva, ein tficha, ve'ein mechira, which we argued would be the halacha according to Rabba if it was stolen on Shabbos. But here it wasn't stolen on Shabbos, it was only slaughtered on Shabbos. If he had borrowed the ox, utvacha b'Shabbos, and he slaughtered on Shabbos, patur, then he's going to be patur, because the moment in which he takes the borrowed par and he slaughters it, explains Rashi in Dibar Maskel Para, is the moment in which he steals it. So therefore, you have the rule of Kimle B'Dirabine. Amale Ravacha Brei D'Rav L'Ravashi. Rav Papa, Para Asal Ashmina. Is Rav Papa telling us a special halacha in regards to a par, that he needs to tell us that a par has this halacha? Explains Rashi, we already learned this halacha earlier in regards to a goat. That the halacha is, in other words, from the Braisa on the bottom of Lama Gimel on the Beis and Rabba's explanation, we already know this halacha applies. The only thing we didn't use was the word, the noun, cow or bull. But everything else we know would apply. The Kimle B'Rabbani would apply. I'm like, Rav Papa will respond to you, no, you misunderstood my chiddush. She'ula asal shmina. The chiddush of Rav Papa is, actually here it's not Rav Papa saying, but now it's Amar Lei's Rav Ashi to Rav Acha Brei D'Rava. The chiddush of Rav Papa, Amar Lei, Rav Papa Shu'ula Sashmina. Papa's telling us the chiddush of a baru cow. Sa'akadai techamina. I would have thought, Hov Amar Rav Papa, Mishas Mishichu Hu Dischayiv Lei B'mzon HaSel. Since someone who is a borrows something, if a shoel borrows a cow, he's chayiv to feed the animal from the moment that he pulls it into his rishus. So then, hachanan mishas sheila chayiv ba'onse. I would think that from the moment of sheila, he becomes chayiv in the onsim of the animal. Kamash malon. The chiddush over here, the gemara is that that's not so. That he's chayiv in onsim starts with the time of borrowing. However, the chiyuv of tvichon mechira only starts at the moment that he slaughters the animal, and therefore the chiddush is that if he slaughters it on Shabbos and he stole it on Shabbos, as in the case of She'ela, then in such a case you say Kimle B'Dirabine. We are going to stop our daf over here. Daf Lamed Hey is a shorter daf, and we started early on Lamed Gimel on the Beis, and I hope Be'ezer Hashem to do with you the halachos of Maisa Shabbos. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Dalid in Maseches Ksubos.